Talking Business on Radio Q. Joining me now is Tracy Atkins, the founder and managing director of Golden Eye Media. G'day, Tracy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Now, Tracy, you started Golden Eye Media, which is, you should describe what it does.
Do you know
what? Which is quite a special media company.
It kind of is. It's funny, I get asked this question every day, and I don't think I've ever given the same answer twice, Alan, because I feel like we're changing all the time. It's a dynamic space we work in. I think the modern term probably for what we are called now is we're luxury content providers, but the core of what we do really is we make film and imagery in the luxury sector, mostly around luxury real estate around the world. And creating that sort of imagery these days, particularly videos, is a really important way of marketing top-end real estate.
And you started the business in 2000.
Yeah, I started it in the 2000s, and I'd been a television journalist for a long time, far too many years, really. And I'd left as a result of having children, and I was sort of dabbling in a bit of PR in the real estate sector, and I began to notice that there was these great homes being sold, and there was actually stories around them, and there was provenance, there was history, there was character, and I felt that it would be a great opportunity to start showcasing it with video, and we were probably one of the early ones to start producing video in Australia.
Well, indeed, and I've just been looking at some of the videos you produce, and obviously, when you go onto sites for selling houses, and go onto REA or something, and they often have a video, but it's pretty straightforward. It's just a video of the sort of a silent video of the house. But you create real story videos. It's quite interesting what you do.
Yeah, it's a really important thing, I think, in the luxury sector. And we tend to generally work around the world on very high-end homes. I mean, we've done ones in the United States that run to about $120 million a pop. And when you're taking real estate like that to the market, there needs to be a story around it. People need to get a sense of that property, why it is worth, $120 million, $10 million, $5 million, whatever it's worth. With the price tags that are attached to these properties, you need to do something a little bit more substantial. So we take a journalistic approach. We try to set the property in a manner that really explains a little bit about it so that people can receive a video anywhere in the world, any time of the day, because today's real estate marketplace is global, and they get a real sense of, as they're watching the video, what it's about. Because I always feel that video is underutilized in real estate when it's just pictures and music. People have got ears. You may as well be talking to them about that house as they're watching it.
How did you go global?
It all happened as a result of the Fairfax estate, actually, Elaine, the one that just sold recently that set the new price record. We were engaged to do that film about when the house first went to market. It was being marketed through Ken Jacobs Christie's. And Christie's,
when was that?
That was about four years ago. So that went on. We did a great film. The Fairfax family, it was really important to them that the heritage of this estate and what it represented as a great, important family estate and part of Australia's heritage was being chronicled with the real estate campaign, because it was important to the Fairfax family that the estate remained as one holding. They didn't want it carved up, and they didn't want people seeing it as a piece of land. So we did a beautiful story there. And then Christie's was marketing it through Ken Jacobs, and they loved what we did. So they flew me over a couple of months later to their global conference in Barcelona and got me to present about the power of video and real estate. And I did this presentation. I thought it was sort of quite a nice presentation. I stepped off, and at the first break, I looked up, and there was a line of real estate agents standing there, about 30 of them, waiting to say, can you work for us? And the very first lady handed over a card, and she went, hi, I'm selling an island in Barbados. Would you come and make a film for me? And I went, yes, I'm your woman.
<That's>
and fantastic. It went from there.
but didn't you end up making two films about Elaine?
We did. So the first campaign ran probably for about a year and a half. And during that time, Ken and the Fairfaxes began to realise that there was a lot of questions getting asked about the site and, what could happen on it. So the Fairfaxes said, well, let's go and develop our own plan for it that really respects the site, so that there is an option to develop there, but it's respectful development. And so they produced a new campaign, and then we went back with a new film for them, which went back into the market and sort of said, look, there is options to develop here, but this is the blueprint for those. And it was always going to be a respectful outcome. So yeah, we used them, we worked with them during the whole life of the campaign, and it was a wonderful result when it sold to Scott Farquhar there a couple of weeks ago, because he is going to retain it. And you know, we got actually contacted straight away by the Fairfax family, who said, thank you so much for helping us to explain the heritage of this site, and in the end allowing that respect to be seen by the buyer.
Now, you've recently been appointed or established a partnership with a business called luxuryrealestate.com. Tell us about that.
So they reached out to us actually quite by surprise a couple of months ago and said, look, we've watched a lot of your work. They're one of the real estate platforms in America that specialises in the luxury sector. We don't really have anyone a lot like that in Australia yet, but they're specialising in sort of million-dollar plus homes right up to sort of the serious houses. And we'd worked with quite a few of the agents that run through their platform, and they'd seen our work. It had been shown at some of their conferences, and eventually they reached out and said, look, we think you probably present and make films better than anyone that we've seen, and we'd like to make you our official video provider. It's a great opportunity, Alan. It's slightly frightening because we're sitting here in Melbourne we already travel a lot, and we know that this means we're going to travel a lot more. But it was an extraordinary opportunity, and we feel, you know, very grateful to have been offered that position.
So how does that work? Are they just getting you to make all of their films?
They'd like us to make all of their films. I guess it's logistics for us. The one thing that was important to them, on top of the fact that we were producing beautiful videos and they thought quality videos, they also are intrigued by the fact that we're Australian, and it's part of our appeal. I've sort of always said that I think we're like the Labradors of real estate. Everybody sort of seems to love us because our accent is well received on all the properties we do. They feel, and our clients overseas have always felt, that by having our voice on it, it makes it feel international. So we will continue to go back and forth and always have that strong Australian presence there. So it just means we're going to spend even more time on Qantas flights, I think.
I noticed with the Elaine film that you appeared on camera introducing it. Is that typical? Is that what you usually do?
Yeah, we do quite a lot of that. A lot of the work that I do has my voice on it, and I do present. As I said, I've got a television background, and it's strange. It's sort of, I try to step a little bit away from it, but the Americans in particular say, no, what's part of the deal is that you can turn up and present it, because we think it gives it that little extra gravitas. So that's something I sort of continue to do.
Can you tell us about the business model? How does it work? What sort of do you get a percentage, or just charge a project fee?
We do actually do it. There's several models run through it. So in Australia, we tend to do more of a project fee. The Americans like to give us a success fee, which I think is quite a good way of doing it. So they may give us a certain amount to actually produce the project. And then they'll give us another amount if it sells. And what I think is really quite smart about that is they're ensuring that we sort of, to a degree, have skin in the game, which I think is a great way to work with your marketing teams. And it also, we operate, because I've been doing this for such a long time, I operate in promoting the properties. So I'll push it into the media outlets, whether it be sort of here in Australia or into the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or in Asia or the FT in London. We'll try to get our films and the programs that we're making. We do photography as well. We try to get it circulating to get results. So,
especially if you get a success fee.
Yeah, the success fee is a great motivator.
And do you do it on staff or contract workers?
We do it. We've got a core staff, a very small core staff of just myself, my senior producer, and our director of content cinematographer. So there's really just the three of us full time on staff. Then we bring on the right people for every project. Every project that we do, we feel is a little bit different, and we don't try to do a one size fits all with just the same guys turning up and shooting it. So in the States, Michael and I tend to always fly together and just to shoot everything together. We'll pick up, we have our own drone team in the US, and we have our own two drone teams here in Australia. And then the rest of them, we pick up particular contractors depending on the job and what we think it requires.
Well, you're obviously doing something right.
Yeah, well, I hope we'll continue to. That's the key.
Well, congratulations, Tracy. It's fantastic what you've done.
Oh, thanks, Alan. It's really, really enjoyable. We continue to evolve all the time, and it's an exciting space to be working in, and we hope it keeps going for us.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking to Tracy Atkins, who's the Managing Director and Founder of Golden Eye Media.